leg myself up on the way. So I thought I'd try something a bit different tonight. I've got a microphone. I've got a small head, so you know the headset doesn't really fit me very well. So we try something different. So I thought I'd throw this up to start with. I saw it this afternoon. I thought it was very good. I'm going to go down the Christmas route this evening because, you know, it's pretty close to Christmas, isn't it? Wife gave me $300 for a Christmas tree and said I could put the change towards a new bass guitar. Yes. Well, that's kind of what it is in our house as well. But we don't get bass guitars. We get everything else. Okay. So I thought I'd speak tonight on what is Christmas about. So I mean, what is it to us? There's loads of things about Christmas, isn't there? There's food, drink, presents, there's TV, film, loads of great stuff. You want to stick the next slide on, guys? There's everything on there. Great food, presents, films, Home Alone in the background there. Family, you know, we get great bargains at in the sales, don't we? Or is that a false economy? I don't know. Yeah, when you haven't got any money, it's not a great bargain, is it? For me and my family, Christmas is actually a really important time because we have a mass amount of birthdays. And I mean like a mass amount. We're in 2 weeks over Christmas, there's about six of them plus Christmas. And yeah, you can imagine how expensive that is. I mean, Paul Dunning's birthday is on Christmas Eve as well. That's always good, isn't it? And we get all sorts of things as well, like bad weather. You know, we've got Father Christmas there, and I hasten to say, it is Father Christmas. It is not Santa. Can we agree on that? Thank you. Get out. No, I need you. and we get, you know, we get built up in decorations. We get all this excitement, trees. Everyone got the tree up now, I'm assuming? No? Thank you. I had some... No, I'm not going to... No, forget that. I love the smell of Christmas trees, proper Christmas trees. Yeah? Can you imagine that freshly cut smell? It's lovely, isn't it? The problem is we've got plastic, so it just smells like PVC. they only get worse, trust me. oh dear. One thing that I love Christmas TV, whether it's the programs, whether it's films, it's mostly good. I saw an advert the other day with a carrot stick, a couple of carrot sticks, and they have this happy little love thing going off, and the carrot stick ends up getting splattered by a pea. That's a brilliant advert. Can we agree on that? Yep. And then you've got the heart-wrenching ones as well, which I also quite like. I think it was the Salvation Army. They put one out. And the overdub read, "What do you want for Christmas?" And the old guy in the video, he just said, "You know what? I just don't want to be alone." And that's quite sad, that, isn't it? But that's the reality for a lot of people. And I don't tend to watch adverts. Whenever adverts come on, my phone goes on and I play Sudoku. And I'm not even kidding about that. It's either Sudoku or pool, but Sudoku's more good for my brain, so I go for that one. But there's a whole load of other adverts as well that say things like, Christmas is about family. It's about giving your loved ones exactly what they want. Spend it well. For gifts that brighten their world. Every bit of Christmas is living well. The perfect gift. The perfect twaddle. I can't stand adverts like that because it just it gets to me. You know how that commercialization of Christmas, it's like it's advert propaganda. It gets to me because it's not what Christmas is about. It's not about spending money. Although it can be, but at the heart of it, it's not about that. And I'm no Scrooge. Actually, I don't have a Christmas jumper or anything like that. The best I've got is the best I've got is this afternoon I got a Rudolph reindeer sticker put on me on my current jumper, which I took off because I'm drumming, and it says Roo on it, and it's got a reindeer. You know, that's as close as I've ever got. But all that build-up of Christmas, I can't do with it. I was quite encouraged, though, the other day, because I actually was watching some adverts, and a carol came on. And it wasn't, oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. No, that's not a carol. I mean, like, A Little Town of Bethlehem, or Silent Night. I can't remember which one it was, but, you know, just hearing that, because you don't tend to hear it a lot these days, do you? You put the TV on, it's all secular. We heard Chris last week talking about setting the scene, having everything in its place. Well, what is Christmas about? Matthew 1, verse 18. This is just a quick skim overview. This is how Jesus Christ was born. A young woman named Mary was engaged to Joseph from King David's family. That there is a prophetic word, by the way, from further in the Bible, further back. But before they were married, she learned that she was going to have a baby by God's Holy Spirit. Another prophecy. Joseph was a good man, and he did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone. So he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, the baby Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and marry her. Then after her baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And the name Jesus in Hebrew means the Lord saves. So the Lord's promise came true just as the prophet, in this case it was Isaiah, had said. A virgin will have a baby boy and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And you can see it written as well with an E, and the E's just like the Greek version of the same name. So don't confuse them, they are the same thing. After Joseph woke up, he and Mary were soon married, just as the Lord's angel had told them to do. But they did not sleep together before her baby was born. Then Joseph named him Jesus. So that's just a nice, condensed version of what happened at Christmas, yeah? The bit I really wanted to look at, that kind of sums it all up, why, what is Christmas about, is where Paul's written to the Philippians, in Philippians 2, and it says, "Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantage of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privilege of deity and took on the status of slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. You know, Rachel was talking about it earlier. He died for you. He died for me. Because of that obedience, God lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything ever, so that all created beings in heaven and on earth, even those long ago dead and buried, will bow in worship before this Jesus Christ. Call out in praise that he alone, is the master of all, to the glorious honor of God the Father." Naomi, could you come, please? You know, we hear a lot about shepherds, about the magi, the wise men, the angels visiting Mary and Joseph. You know, Paul talked about shepherds this morning. We hear about gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Oh, this is confusing now. Right, okay, get me together. Yeah. You want to say anything? No? Okay. So I asked Benjamin to come out. Well, I asked Naomi, didn't I? But you know what I mean. Anyway. So this is a slightly bigger life-size version of what Jesus was. This is God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of everything you see, everything you can touch, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the one that put the stars into place. You okay? Cool. And he came to us in this form. Just get your head around that, because that is a remarkable thing. Jesus was equal to God because he was God. He is God. He's going to be. We don't understand this. He was and is to come, and he is in this form. He came to us as a man, as flesh and blood. Can you change your nappy? Oh dear. You know, Benjamin can't, at the moment, he can't do anything. But this is the form that God took. And he did that so that we could know him. Seriously, just get your head around that. That is an incredible feat. Thank you. Oh, my time has gone. Sorry. You know, Benjamin needs feeding, he needs nurturing, he can't speak. But this was what God was. And later on we get the Holy Spirit as well. I was reading the Matthew Henry commentary of the Philippians verses. It is the highest degree of robbery for any mere man or mere creature to pretend to be equal with God or profess himself one with the Father. This is for man to rob God, not in tithes and offerings, but of the rights of his Godhead. And that's why Jesus was crucified. Not because he was just some guy that was saying he was the Son of God. There are prophecies and prophecies and prophecies, there's loads of them, that say Jesus was Lord. So it's not like he was robbing God of his title. He was God. That was his nature. Guys, do you want to make your way back up? Now, what is Christmas about? Have you bought any presents yet? I've bought a few as well. How much of Christ is in your Christmas? Can you go out of the way this Christmas to tell someone that there's only one present that they need? There is only one present. And it's not the present, it's Christ. That little gift that was wrapped in cloth and placed in that manger. Oh, I like that. That's a good picture, that one, isn't it? If you don't know Christ, whether you're here, whether you're watching at home, I don't really care. You need to know Christ. I'm not going to go through the thing that we do quite regularly. But if you don't know Christ, talk to one of us. Talk to anyone on stage. Send them a message. talk to anyone in the New Connections corner. It doesn't matter. You just need to know Christ. I slightly amended some of the adverts that I told you earlier. Christmas is about family. The church family. Christmas is about giving your loved ones what they really need. Christ. Spend it well. Seriously, spend it well. Whether that's money or time, it doesn't matter. You need to spend it well. A gift that brightened up our world. The perfect gift. The perfect gift. He's perfect. He was a heavenly gift. And he came to us in the form of a baby. Let's worship.
History behind us, destiny before us, every heart is bowed down. From the field of battle into greater blessing, nothing left to fear now. When we don't know what to do, what to do, our eyes will be fixed on you. Your eyes up, see the King. Our God, such a mighty fortress. You are with us, for us, Jesus our King. Moving on, united. Is in you, the battle is yours. is in you. The battle is yours. The battle is yours. Our faith is in you. The battle is yours. The battle is yours. Our faith is in you. The battle is yours. The battle is yours. So we'll stand up, everybody stand up. Come on, lift your eyes up, see the King. I've got such a mighty fortress. With us, for us, Jesus our King. Oh, we'll stand up, everybody stand up. Come on, lift your eyes up, see the King. I got such a mighty fortress. You are with us, for us, Jesus our King. Faith is in you. The battle is yours. The battle is yours. Our faith is in you. The battle is yours. The battle is yours. Our faith is in you. The battle is yours.
Go before us, that you take on the battle for us, Lord, and that all we have to do is walk in your footsteps and follow you. You know, that were a great word about what Christmas is really about, and I just want us to finish with the Lion and the Lamb again, because he says he's coming on the clouds. It talks about him coming back again, and who can stop him? Nobody can stop him. Nobody can stop the power of the Lord. Nobody can stop what he wants to do in your life. Forget next week, it's our carol service. Starts at 6 p.m. am I right? Starts at 6. We will show the promo video after, so keep your eyes up on the new connections corner. If you want to know more about us, please visit that corner and somebody will be there to help you. Teas and coffees are served in the back. We'd love to get to know you better. Let's just hang about together like family at Christmas. Have a great week. Amen.